Hello, my name is Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today we begin the season of Advent. It's Sunday, November 30th, and we'll be starting our Advent devotional guide. Our guide is titled Threads of Promise. And at the beginning of Advent right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. Dr. Hatley has written an introduction thinking about the history of the season of Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany and how they fit into the church calendar. And that is in the printed Advent devotional guide. And so I would encourage you to pick up one of those in the Narthex and to read that as we enter into the season together. On Sundays during Advent, we'll be thinking about our scripture passage from the sermon, and we'll have a prayer for reflection along with some reflection questions and some intentional activities. So for this Sunday, November 30th, our reflection question is about waiting. What is something that you've had to wait for? Did you find it difficult or easy to wait? And was the waiting worth it once you received what you were promised? What helped you to wait patiently and faithfully? Today's scripture passage is from 1 Corinthians 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul writes these words, "Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." This is a prayer based on 1 Corinthians 1, verses 1 through 9. During the prayer, I'll have some directional time and leave some time for silent reflection and prayer as we pray together. Lord, in this season of Advent and waiting, I identify with your people as they waited for a Messiah to deliver them. I too find myself waiting, not for Christ to be born in the manger, but for Christ to come again and to right all that is wrong. Whatever I am waiting for, so meditate on what you might be waiting for in this season, whether it's healing or reconciliation or justice or God's deliverance or provision in some way. My waiting shows that ultimately I'm waiting for you, Lord. I confess my sins. I know that you hear my prayers and that in Christ Jesus I am forgiven and found blameless. I trust that you will sustain me to the end. I believe that you will keep me by your grace. I worship you because you are faithful and you have not left me alone. You have given me the gift of fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the communion of saints. Help me, Lord, to wait faithfully for you because those who wait on you will never be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. At the end of our podcast today, we'll play O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, performed by members of our church as our song for reflection for today. And we also encourage you to participate in the intentional activity. So for today, think of someone in your life who has been waiting for something and choose a way to encourage them this week. Maybe you could write them a card or send them a text. You could call them, drop off a thoughtful gift or a meal, or just spend some intentional time with them. And now we hope you'll enjoy O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, performed by members of our church. And as you think about this song and hear the longing and the waiting, enter into that same longing as we also wait for Christ to return.
Once in all the exile here. Amen.